You're in tune to KDWA, FM 97.7, AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you, Pam?
Well, doing pretty good, yeah.
Well, we have to start out, you know, we're in winter.
Yeah.
It's cold, it's snowy. How are our little friends doing?
Well, we're assuming they're doing okay.
Okay.
When it's cold outside, you don't want to open up those hives because that's not very good for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to wait till it gets close to 50.
Before. Oh, really? That warm?
Sunny.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, high 40s maybe, but they don't want to be cold. And then actually, when it gets about that temperature, then you'll see the bees themselves venturing out sometimes.
Okay.
And then that's when you see all the little yellow speckles on the snow.
Yeah.
Because they can hold it a long
little
time.
Little droppings.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, their hives are all winterized right now. He has like this black insulated wrap that he puts all around the sides of them. And he usually does that every year. He hasn't done it yet. And he's deciding if he is going to do it this year. He's debating. But they're called winter covers. It's the lid. He replaces the summer lid with the winter lid that goes on top of each hive. And this one has little entrance holes so that they can get in and out of the top of the hive. And that it serves a dual purpose. It gives it a little bit of ventilation. And then also, if they get snowed in, because the normal entrance is down at the bottom, it's kind of a wide slit that they come in and out of.
Okay.
Might get snowed in. And so this way, it's guaranteed they'll still be able to get out of the hive.
Wouldn't that let too much heat out, though? I mean, because heat rises.
Yeah, well, apparently it's a tiny enough hole that gives them ventilation, but doesn't
freeze them.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was going to bring some honey with me today.
Okay.
And I totally forgot about it last night because the honey that we have in storage, it tends to get crystallized.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks kind of foggy. And we kind of like it that way because you can just take a spoon and dip it out.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't drip off.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It tastes the same, I think. But most people get worried when they see that, like, something's wrong with it. But it's just natural. It's just what happens. Raw honey does that. If it's been pasteurized or processed, like you get at the store, it might not do that. But then you've lost some of the value.
Mm-hmm.
It kills the enzymes and stuff. So
Steve
discovered a really cool way to decrystallize it. Because we have a food dehydrator at the house. He just turns it down way, way, way low. He said maybe about 103 or so. And puts the jars of honey, leaves them in overnight, and you pull out and they look our golden, beautiful, uncrystallized honey. So,
and do they stay that way permanently then, or?
They'll stay that way for a while, but I mean, the crystallizing, it's a process. It'll crystallize, it'll uncrystallize, it'll crystallize. It can go back and forth numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just a trick if somebody has a food dehydrator and if they have honey, you can do that.
If you want to, but like you say, I think it's much easier to use when it is crystallized.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Otherwise it drips all over. And,
right. And just scoop it with a spoon and there you go.
There you go. Well, Pam, what's new in real estate? What's the Hastings update for this week?
Good news interest rate-wise. Boy, I was pleasantly surprised, and I just got this morning from one of my lenders, and the first time that I think in quite a while I've seen a 5 in the interest rates. FHA, 30-year fixed FHA, 5.625%, same with the VA, and that rural development one, they're all in the fives. Conventional 30-year fixed rate is 6.25. So, and you can get an ARM, they call them, those adjustable rate mortgages, yep. Which, you got to be really careful with those.
Yeah.
But they have some that start at 5.5%. So, if you're going to finance a house, there's a little window of opportunity right now. Hmm. So, okay. That was kind of cool.
That is.
Yeah.
And how can folks get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about that?
Yeah, give me a call, 651-319-1298. So, and I'm not a mortgage lender, but I do, there right. are a number of them that I work really, that really closely with that I can connect you with.
There you go.
That I know and trust.
Or if you want to get a hold of Pam, another way is called the Hastings Edina Realty Office at 651-437-2121. And you'll connect them up with the people that, yep. you know, would know.
Yep, absolutely.
About that. So.
Absolutely.
So, well, I see your sheet there. It doesn't look as full.
Not as full as it was last time.
No. Uh-uh. You have a full one side and maybe three on the other side, three or four?
We're up to, there are 88 in the Hastings area that have either are active on the market or have sold. And there are 46 right now active on the market. Now, this is interesting, though. And this seems to be just following along with the trend that I noticed last time I was here. Of the 46, only two of them have been on the market a week or less. The rest of them are all, I'm seeing, 83 days, 35, 15, 11, 90, 20, 66, 86, 8, 3, that was one of the short ones, 8, 30, 27, 27, 42, 35, 45, that's how many days they've been on the market. So they're not selling as quickly.
Okay, kind of like what it used to be, back to the norm, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Heading that way?
Yeah, we just have to kind of erase the craziness out of your mind and say, okay, this is maybe more normal.
Yeah, the 10, 12 offers are pretty much gone.
Well, at the moment, they seem to be, mm-hmm. yeah. Who knows what it'll be like in the spring again, but right now, and there's 42 that just in the last 30 days have gone into pending or have closed. So it's still 42 is pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty decent number. So
isn't traditionally this time of year a little slower selling too because of the holidays?
Yes, absolutely. And so I would expect the number of houses to be on market mm-hmm. to be down. I would expect that the number of days on market to be up a little bit, just because, I mean, we're right in the middle of the holidays right mm-hmm. now.
Yep. Yeah, that big one's coming up here in a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. But, you know.
Where you get presents and you give them away. And
oh.
And then you hang on to them and re-gift them. And, no, I'm kidding.
Oh, I've been thinking about my shopping. I have 8 grandkids, and I found a really fun thing, though, that I got for all of them. But I'm not going to say it just in case somebody listens to this.
Okay.
But I found the funnest thing. Maybe I'll tell you afterward what I did.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But and I wanted to say one thing, though, about because we're going to be talking about it's winter, mm-hmm. should we buy or sell a house now? We were talking about how long these houses are on market. With that being said, I put a townhome on the market last Friday. We did an open house, and I had, maybe a half a dozen people through.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an offer, full priced offer, within a day or two. So it still happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference in this case is the offer that they accepted, the buyers have to sell their home. So it's contingent on the sale. Yeah, and I think if that same home had been on the market maybe 6 months ago, they wouldn't have even looked at a home that was contingent.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, they said, yeah. It was full priced and pretty decent offer otherwise. So
okay, so back to that needle's moving toward the center again, huh?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's not bad.
Yep.
Well, like you said, our topic of the week: should I buy or sell during the winter?
Yeah. Well, what do you think?
Well, I come down on both sides of that. And the reason I say that is because I've sat and, you know, done shows with you realtors now for a lot and number of years.
Yeah.
And I learned something that really kind of impressed me, you know, a long time ago when we first started. And that is during the winter, things are a little slower, so you can get things done a little easier. And there's nothing like walking into the house and the smells of the season are permeating throughout the house.
Yeah, really.
Making it more homey and like, I got to have this. And I have to say that our home that we bought before the one we're in now on Turtle Drive, we bought during the winter, moved in January.
Yeah.
So, I, you know, that to me, that's kind of an equal. So,
yeah. And, you know, there's a new piece to it also that didn't used to be in place, and that is the internet. Because a lot of people, in fact, I heard the statistic that 95% of buyers, 95%.
That's a big, huge number.
Use the internet during their home search.
Wow.
Yeah, so just about everybody does. And so you can sit cuddled up in front of your fireplace or under the covers at night getting ready to go to bed, and you pull out your tablet and you're looking to see if anything new has come on the market. So buyers are shopping online even though the weather is cold and nasty. So that kind of changes things just a little bit. Okay. You don't always have to just go out.
Do you think, too, psychologically, people are in a different mood because it's Christmas, it's the holidays, where they may be a little tougher outside of that season, but during the season, they're a little softer?
Well, that's true.
As a realtor, do you
see our emotions are a little bit more mellow?
Oh,
that's an interesting thing. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit. That would make sense.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, you know, in the wintertime, especially come January, people still have to buy or they have to sell. Yep. I mean, there are life events. For example, that townhome that I was talking about, she was on a waiting list to get into an independent living place that she really liked, and it was really nice. And we actually listed her house way back in June. So, and we said, okay, we're all ready to go. And as soon as that new place opens up for you, then bam, we're ready to go and jump on it and put your home on the market.
Oh, wow, okay.
And so that's exactly what we did.
That's,
you know,
looking
she got
ahead
the notice.
And preparing.
She found out that it was there was a place available for her. And so then we put everything into action, but we were ready to go. So for her, it didn't matter that it's in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. She has moved into her new place, and she's ready to sell her old place. And, you know, by selling, then you don't have to keep making your mortgage payments and the insurance and all the, you know, the stuff that goes along with it. Sometimes people get transferred.
Yeah,
there are a lot of reasons
true.
Why you have to move this time of year, which brings up the fact that the people that are looking for houses right now, they're not kicking tires
right,
for the most part.
Serious.
They're serious.
Yeah.
They're out there and they're serious about buying and they're serious about selling. So you may not have as many people come through. You may not have as many offers, but the offers that you do get are serious. And the people looking at your house are serious. You're not going to get out and brave the cold and go through all of that stuff just to kick tires for the most part.
Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Call me, 651-319-1298.
Or you can call Edina Realty of Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for the Bee Lady or for Pam. In the winter, too, especially this time of year, people's houses, you go into them, not only is it the smell of the holidays, but is it a fair statement to say, you know, you've got snow outside, so the house looks really good, it's hiding anything, and you're coming in, and people's homes, because of the holidays, are probably in pristine let's say, condition? People have them all spiffed up and clean.
Well, they probably, unless they're vacant, of course, mm-hmm. have a few decorations up,
yeah.
and that really enhances it. There are some houses that actually show better in the winter because of the style of the architecture.
Okay.
And
I never thought of that, yeah.
And you're exactly right about, you know, you don't have to worry a lot about your landscaping and mowing mm-hmm. the lawn and stuff because it's all covered up. All you see is the house, which brings up the point, though. One of the tips that you really need to know when you're selling your house in the winter is you've got to keep the snow, you know, you really need to
shoveled.
Have the driveway and the sidewalk shoveled and salt or sand spread out, because if somebody slips and falls, that's the only thing they're going to remember about your house.
yeah. Whoops.
yeah. And, you know, just what you were saying, when I come up to a house, you know, and I've gone through the cold
mm-hmm.
and I come to that door, it's nice if, well, for one thing, the door, make it look attractive. Make
yeah.
it warm your heart and just play up that cozy winter mm-hmm. warmth. If you've got a fireplace, oh, for Pete's sake, have it going. Maybe put some mulled cider on the stove or in the crock
Ooh.
Pot or whatever. Make it smell good. And the other thing is it gets dark so much earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, 4:30, we're talking,
mm-hmm. now
putting
it's through
the light
January,
on.
Yep.
Yeah, so make sure you have outside lights on
okay.
the house too, because mm-hmm. Number one, just practical, it'll light the way and make it easier to get in the door. And also it just warms your heart. So you
mm-hmm.
want to make sure and do that. And it's too late for this winter, but just a heads up, if you are thinking of selling, if you know you're going to be selling in the summer and fall,
yep.
get a picture snapped before while the grass
idea.
Is still green, so that you can know. Like if you, for example, have a bunch of perennials,
mm-hmm.
they're all covered up by the snow. Wouldn't it be nice to have a picture
see, yeah,
of them
to
show?
Them. Yes.
Yep.
That's a great idea. I never
yeah.
thought of that.
Yeah. Yep, you definitely want to do that. And just real quick now, if you're the buyer and you're looking for a house, just know that one of the advantages of shopping is that because there's less competition,
mm-hmm.
You might be able to do a little bit more negotiating
mm-hmm.
with the seller than you
yep.
might have They're if there was more.
In a little better mood because it's the holidays.
And that too, yep.
So, one final time, Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Or they can call the Edina Realty office in Hastings, 651-437-2121. And I'm trying to think, will we see you before?
No, I don't think so.
No,
I was thinking about that on the way over.
Yeah, so this is our happy holiday show.
Yeah, I guess it is. And I'll just throw out, I am going to be bringing some honey over. It was just too late. When I put it in this morning, it wasn't totally decrystallized. So
yeah,
I'll have some in the station here within the next day or two.
Okay, that's fine. That'll work fine. Yeah. Well, Pam, a very merry Christmas to you and your family. A safe
yeah.
and prosperous new year. It's been fun, and we'll
yeah,
do this again next year.
Next year.
All righty. Thank you. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. You can get a hold of Pam either through the Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam or the Bee Lady, or you can give Pam a call on her cell phone at 651-319-1298. This is KDWA Hastings.